Welcome back to The Look and Sound of Leadership, an ongoing series of executive coaching tips designed to help you be perceived in the workplace the way you want to be perceived. I'm Tom Henschel, your executive coach, and today we're talking about understanding feedback. Martin had gotten homework from me at the end of our first coaching conversation. I'd asked him to seek out some feedback about himself. I was interested whether, when he heard it, could he be curious about it? What did he tell himself about it? Could he report it to me accurately at our second conversation? When Martin's company first called me, he was described to me as disruptive and perhaps uncoachable. I suggested allowing me three coaching conversations with him, after which I'd have a pretty strong guess about his coachability. Now, going into our second conversation, I was curious what stories he might bring back. We'd barely finished greeting each other when he told me, yes, he had done his homework, and then, with a smile, he said, "And guess who I asked?" "Who?" I replied. "Maribel." I raised my eyebrows. "Well, good for you. Head in the lion's mouth." Earlier in the year, Maribel had filed a complaint against Martin. There had been a meeting where Maribel and the head of HR had talked with Martin about her issue. That meeting did not go well and had resulted in this coaching. I asked, "So what did she tell you?" "Well, at first she didn't say much," he said. "She kind of dodged it, saying I'd heard everything in the meeting that she had to say to me. I was just honest with her. I told her I actually didn't hear much of anything in that meeting and that I would really like to hear what she had to say." My eyebrows went up once more. "Seriously, Martin? You were able to articulate that?" "Well, it was true, so yeah, I just told her the truth." "And she didn't respond?" "Well, not that day, no, but she came into my office the next day, and she said she'd been thinking. Never sat down, by the way. She stayed standing the whole time. She told me she didn't like me telling her what to do, that I am not her boss. And she's right. I'm not her boss. But if I see her making a mistake, what am I supposed to do? Fill out a form? A mistake could cause contamination. It could cost a whole day's work. How can I not step in?" "Well, what did she say to that?" I asked. "Oh, I didn't say that to her. I probably did in that first meeting. No, I'm just telling you why I ever said anything to her in the first place. I was only trying to protect the work." I nodded and then asked, "So was that all Maribel had to say?" "She told me, standing there, she doesn't mind learning, but she doesn't like being called names." "Being called names?" I said. "What did she mean?" "Stupid. She said that's how I make her feel. I never actually said she was, and I wouldn't. She's not stupid. But she thinks I don't respect her. She told me something else, too. She told me she thinks I'm the smartest guy in the department, but she wouldn't come to me for help. If she needed help, she'd probably go to a Mecca, just because he's nicer." "Wow, Martin, that is a lot to hear," I said. She wasn't mean or anything. She was just trying to explain." I nodded. "So how are you hearing all that?" "Well, she's probably right. I've heard that before. I make people feel stupid. Is that something you and I could work on?" "Sure, Martin, happy to." "Okay, we will. But first, would you answer a question for me?" "If I can," I said. "Wait, even before that, I did pretty good, didn't I, with my homework?" "You did, Martin, and thank you for asking for my feedback. Yes, I think you did great. And you know something I suspect? I suspect you're reporting to me pretty accurately, and I think that's hard to do. It means you had to really be listening when it was happening in real time. And listening to feedback is hard anytime, so yeah, bravo to you." He said, "I wasn't even thinking about the reporting accurately part. I was thinking about the be curious part. I think the reason she came back that second day was because she could tell I wasn't trying to pick a fight with her. I really was just curious, like you told me to be." "Well, great, Martin. I'm glad you could." "Me too. And now can I ask my real question?"
"Sure."
"I've been thinking about this a lot, and I don't know the answer. You remember when I told you Maribel said if she needed help, she'd go to a Mecca because he's nicer? Isn't that her name-calling me? And if it is, then is it still feedback? Look, Maribel's right. Emeka's way nicer than me. I mean, fine, but you know, Maribel accuses me of name-calling her because I make her feel stupid, which I never said. And then she turns around and tells me I'm not very nice. Isn't that her name-calling me? I said, what an interesting question. Where are you with your thinking on this? He said, I think it is name-calling. Telling me I'm not nice is name-calling, which would make it not feedback. But at the same time, it's true. I do make people feel stupid, although I don't mean to. So maybe it is feedback. That's interesting, I said. And then I said, I have a way of thinking about feedback that may help answer your question. Can I explain it to you? Okay, he said. I said, it starts with this idea. Every piece of feedback is not the same. Feedback comes in three different flavors. And knowing which one you're hearing can help you understand the feedback so you can answer questions just like yours. He said, so I'll be able to fit Maribel's feedback into one of these three buckets? Maybe. I don't know. You tell me. So, can I tell you the three kinds? Go ahead, he said. I flicked up one finger at a time. Appreciation, evaluation, coaching. Let me give you the quick sketch of each one. Holding up my first finger, I said, appreciation. Appreciation matters. Some people think it doesn't, but study after study shows how much appreciation matters, especially in the workplace. Appreciation is appreciated. And something generic, like, oh, good job, that does not count as appreciation. Appreciation has to be specific. It has to be about that person. When people get appreciated, they feel seen. That's meaningful feedback. He said, well, what about what Maribel told me? Her message basically was, you make me feel stupid, and I would appreciate it if you didn't do it again. Does that count as appreciation, but like in reverse? No, I said, appreciation is always positive. Different people value different kinds of appreciation, but it's always positive. What do you mean, different kinds? I gave a little shrug. Some people really value public recognition. Other people appreciate a paycheck or a title. Other people appreciate relationships. And not everyone's appreciation channel is tuned to the same frequency. He said, like the five love languages. He was referring to a book that defines five different ways people experience love. I said, yes, exactly like that, Martin. So what's bucket two? Evaluation, I said. Okay, evaluation. Evaluation is ranking. You're standing. Where are you in the pack? I think we all want to know where we stand, right? I also think people can have a really skewed understanding of their place in the pack. And it can really set someone back in their career. He said, braggarts and bullies. Pushing their way to the front, whether they deserve to be there or not. I knew kids like that. Some grown-ups, too. I laughed, and I was thinking the opposite. I think a lot of people who have trouble speaking up imagine themselves way farther back in the pack than they actually are. I mean, good evaluative feedback can make a world of difference for people like that. He asked, what about an annual review? It tells you where you are in the pack. You know, you meet expectations or you exceed expectations. It's evaluation, right? Exactly, I said, which brings us to number three, coaching. Right up your alley, he said. I laughed. You know, I often say that as a coach, I swim in a sea of feedback. So yes, I live in this coaching bucket a lot of the time. He said, you know, when they told me I was getting a coach, I thought it was going to be like punishment. Coaching did not sound positive to me. Well, what's it been like so far? I asked. No, this is good. I'm learning a lot. Well, thank you for the feedback, Martin. I appreciate your appreciation. But, okay, let's stay in the third bucket, the coaching bucket, for a minute. So think about talking to Maribel about contamination. Now, for a moment, let's just forget how it sounded to her. But I think you intended your feedback to be coaching. You were trying to improve her performance, right? Giving someone feedback to improve their performance, that fits in the coaching bucket. He said, like when I do soccer drills with my daughter, it's coaching. Right, I said. Yes, and there is one other kind of coaching feedback too. It's still coaching feedback, but it's not about performance. It's about the relationship. It's about feelings. So suppose you and I are friends. Suppose we meet for dinner six or seven times a year, and pretty much every time we have a date, you're late, or you cancel at the last minute. Now, when that gets important enough to me, I'm going to ask you to change, and that will be coaching feedback. Asking someone to change their behavior for the sake of the relationship, it's different from soccer drills, but it is still coaching feedback. He said, then what Maribel said to me about making her feel stupid was coaching feedback. She wants me to talk to her differently. She doesn't like feeling that way. I agree, Martin. Part of her feedback was coaching. Please talk differently to me. Yes. I wonder, if that is true, does it shift your question about name-calling? Huh. Yeah. If I think of it like her coaching me, yeah, it doesn't feel like name-calling anymore. And what about the part about you and Emeka being nice? Would you say that was coaching feedback, evaluation feedback, appreciation? No, I think it's coaching. She's asking me to be nicer. She wants me to do something differently. That's coaching feedback, right? Well, I see why you think so, but I'm not sure if she's asking you to change. I think maybe she's just telling you where you stand in the pack. She's comparing you to Emeka. That sounds like evaluation to me. You know, when it comes to niceness, Emeka is in front of you. And when it comes to smartness, you're in front of Emeka and everyone else. I think part of Maribel's feedback was coaching, and I think part was evaluation. That's helpful, he said. Doesn't feel so personal. I'm glad, I said. Martin, I want to point you to a book that I think you'll like. You're going to love the title. It's Thanks for the Feedback, The Science and Art of Receiving Feedback Well. Even when it is off base, unfair, poorly delivered, and frankly, you're not in the mood. He laughed. That sounds like my kind of book. Two people from the Harvard Negotiation Project wrote it. It's a fun read, and it's a fabulous resource. He flopped his palms on his desk, saying, so if I'm going to take her coaching seriously, I'm going to have to stop making people feel stupid. And you said you can help with that. Well, I'd love to try, I said. That conversation with Martin, exploring the behaviors that can cause people to shut out your message, is next month's conversation on The Look and Sound of Leadership. This episode and last month's episode are both about understanding feedback as a receiver. There is so much in the way of us being good receivers of feedback. I want to tell you a story of something that I saw that just, I think it says everything about how we are wired about feedback. This happened, maybe 10 years ago. I was facilitating with a team, and these people were really nice, and we were in this really pretty place in Vermont. Oh, my goodness. So early in this morning of this first day, we had been discussing the benefits of being able to summarize, and the team agreed, you know, yeah, it's a really good skill to have. And we went on, and during the day, I noticed that there was one guy on the team who just kind of did it naturally, and I wondered if he knew that he was doing it. So much later, as we were ending the day, I said to him, in front of everybody, I said, hey, can I give you some feedback? And this guy gulped so loud, we could all hear it. It was like out of a cartoon. It was hilarious. He was like, oh. And we all started laughing. I was like, what? I mean, I said to him, what do you think I'm about to say to you? And his answer was, nothing good. That's what he assumed when I said, can I give you some feedback? And I think there's a lot of us who just like, yeah, sure, you can give me some feedback, but not really, right? I mean, we are psychologically wired to protect our self-image, and feedback is a natural threat to our self-image, right? Our reaction to protect against a threat is not a bad thing. It's a human thing. We all do it. We all put up safety nets around feedback as it is coming in. And the tools in this episode and the tools in last month's episode are meant to help you lower the nets a little. All right, here's an idea. Something I think you could watch out for and something that I think can be hard to spot. It is about the blurring of evaluation feedback and coaching feedback. So at one point in the episode, Martin was talking about how Maribel had told him he's not as nice as Emeka. And when I asked him if it was appreciation or evaluation or coaching, he said it was coaching. I want us all to be cautious about blending coaching and evaluation. I think we often imagine that evaluation is coaching, and look, sometimes it is, but not always. And if Martin, in that case, for example, was reporting accurately, I don't think she was asking him to change. She was just ranking him. So imagine a performance review, right? And let's say that the review is based on a report where it's got lots of rankings against different competencies. It gives them numbers or it's meet expectations or whatever. Like, it's very much a ranking. And I see my review and it's okay. You know, I mean, it's not perfect, but, you know, it's not bad. But then I begin to wonder, you know, like, huh, is this review going to affect my bonus? And is this review going to in any way impact the chance I have for a promotion next year? Like, what are the consequences here of being ranked in this way? I don't always know, right? And I'm wondering, like, what's the real message here? Like, is this a ringing endorsement? And if not, what can I change? And that, when I begin to think, what can I change to make these numbers different? I begin to think that there is coaching here, when it's just evaluation. And if I want coaching, I have to go ask for it. I have to engage in it. And when I go, to be clear that I am asking for coaching, what can I do to move those numbers up? Being able to separate evaluation from coaching gets you thinking at a pretty sophisticated level about feedback, right? So I really want to send you two thanks for the feedback. They've got such great, empowering ideas in there. So go to it. I want to tell you a story about something that happened recently, and I want to tell you the two takeaways that I have out of it, and I will, right after this month's gratitude. I have to start this month with gratitude for the two listeners who won hours of coaching with me, and one is still on the calendar, and I'm looking forward to that. The other was in Canada. We had a really meaningful conversation for 1 hour, and it was just so, it was great. It was a great conversation. And a couple weeks later, she sent me an email saying that she had done something that felt transformational to her. And I was just thrilled for her. I was really grateful to hear that story. So, yay, Michelle. Go get them. I want to tell you about three interviews that have gone live on other podcasts that you can listen to. They're all quite different, and I think they're all pretty interesting. I really do. So here, first, the Ultimate Leadership Podcast with Chris Sebelero. The episode is dated February 8th, 2021. Chris is really fast-paced, and he is all about giving his audience concrete ideas that are going to be helpful. We talked about who's coachable for about 25 minutes. It was a great conversation. So there you go. Second, the Fidelis Leadership Podcast, episode 37. The host is Mike Attori. He's been a longtime listener. I loved talking with him. He had lots of questions, and he had lots to contribute. It was a really wide-ranging conversation about leadership. It was great stuff. We talked for about an hour, so yeah, there's lots to digest there. And then finally, and I know a lot of you already know what I'm about to say, I was on Dave Stachowiak's show again, Coaching for Leaders. I was on Coaching for Leaders for my, I think, 13th time. And this one, Dave and I focused the entire episode on the sorting and labeling tool. We talked for about 40 minutes, and I got to say, we nailed it. Dave and I both got this amazing outpouring of appreciation from his audience the week that it went live. It was something. So if you've been listening here for a while, you have probably heard me reference sorting and labeling. If you haven't found this episode, right, the Look and Sound of Leadership's episode yet about sorting and labeling, go jump on over to Coaching for Leaders, episode 518. It's great. So thank you to all three of those hosts for having me on. I really enjoyed all three conversations. Very grateful. Thank you. I'm grateful also to the people who signed up for the email version this month. I am so glad to be in touch with you. Thank you so much. And so much gratitude to the people who posted reviews. You know, speaking of Dave, Dave recently pointed me to a website that ranks podcasts globally. And this site shows that there are about 2 million podcasts out in the world at the moment. Both of our shows are in the top 1% of all 2 million podcasts. And actually, we are in the top 0.5% of all 2 million podcasts. I mean, that was exciting to see. I don't know what got Dave's show there, but I really believe that my show has succeeded because of all of you with your steady stream of reviews over the years. Thank you so much. This year, new reviewers are In the United States, Stan the Man, 15101-789-4224, Adam Nutt, Tiny Autonomous God, and from India, Sunil King. Thank you all. Really, please keep it up. Thank you. Okay, a quick word to all of you coaches out there. Keep listening after the sign-off. I have two things to tell you. All right, a final idea. Let me start with a story. This happened to me very recently. I mean, like a week ago. I'm part of a leadership group that serves a nonprofit, and we have been together a long time. We all trust each other. Everyone is there for the greater good. And there is this one guy, Kevin. Kevin is one of those guys that people tolerate because he is so smart, but he is a bull in a china shop. Those are the words that are used about him repeatedly. Bull in a china shop. Recently, there was this big community event, and the people that we serve were upset with the decisions we were making. This was all about COVID and reopening services, and people just didn't like our decisions. And I was doing a lot of the communicating, right? And look, clearly I could have done better, for sure. If people are getting upset, I mean, this is not a win, right? Okay. So in a situation like that, I am willing to look anywhere for what were the contributing factors, including myself. I mean, I am completely motivated to do better next time. So back to Kevin, right? During the meeting, which is on Zoom, right? I mean, during the meeting, he starts texting me. And I am one of the leaders on the meeting. I'm not going to read text unless it's an emergency, right? But he is sending me several. And when I finally read them after the Zoom call ends, they are blistering. I mean, wow, talk about name calling. And I respond to him with a text of my own. And I said, well, clearly we need to talk. He was really angry at me. But I saw it as coaching feedback. That's what I thought was going on here. When we finally connected, listen, bull in a china shop is kind. This guy ripped me a new one on the phone. If you had heard this, you would think this guy was really, really angry with me. And I was proud of myself. I really was, that my heart rate never went up. I didn't dodge it. I stayed curious the whole time. I completely ignored his behavior, and I just listened to his message. And in truth, you know what? He had a really interesting idea. I'm not sure that I agree with it, but it's interesting, and I'm willing to listen to it. And by the time he finished explaining it, and I had listened and expressed interest and been non-defensive, he had calmed down. Okay, look, I told that story for two reasons. I take two things out of them. And by the way, neither one of them are about being non-defensive and calming the other person down. I mean, I think that is a really interesting outcome of our interaction, but that is not actually why I told you the story. So here's the first thing that I take away from that story. The tools in this episode, the three kinds of feedback, appreciation, evaluation, and coaching, helped me. I was right in the middle of writing this episode, so these tools were on my mind. And as this guy starts yelling at me on the phone about me, I mean, by the way, he's not yelling about some third person. He's yelling about me. And I could just hear it as feedback. And he was clearly coaching. He was asking me to do something different. And I was listening, going, oh, I see what he's saying. Was he using a sledgehammer when I think he could have used a teaspoon? Yeah, for sure. But I didn't take it personally because I was able to have a framework around it that allowed me to listen completely differently. So the tools in this episode help. Second reason, I hope this story gives you hope. In last month's episode, if you heard it, I told a story about myself as a young actor when one teeny tiny piece of feedback sent me into a complete brain shutdown, a total panic. And now, decades and decades later, you know, I'm in a very different place. And I hope that gives you hope. You can grow these skills. I did. It is possible to learn how to get to a place where you can receive feedback without feeling it's personal. And I hope you get there a lot faster than I did, frankly. But I do hope you get there because it's a nice place to be. It feels healthy. If you would like some support as you journey towards the healthier way of receiving feedback, look in the archive and use the search filter, feedback. The link is in the show notes. There are a lot of episodes there. There are a lot of ideas there. I've been writing about feedback for years. The archive is on the Essential Communications website, essentialcom.com. It's essentialcom with two M's.com. If you want to dig really deep, you might listen to these five episodes. Unblocking Feedback, that's last month. Don't Take Anything Personally. Getting Good Feedback. Handling Feedback Effectively, and Perception is Reality. And that book, thanks for the feedback. Everything's linked in the show notes. Coaches, stay tuned. That's it for me. Until next time, I'm Tom Henschel. Thanks so much for listening. Hello, coaches. Two quick things. First, I've mentioned before the Executive Coaching Special Interest Group that is part of ICF Los Angeles. It is now in its fourth year. The next meeting is Friday, April 9th, 2021, so it's a week after this goes live. It happens at 9 a.m. Pacific time. It's a wonderful learning community. This month, we're going to consider team coaching. So register at ICF Los Angeles website. It's icfla.org. If you're not a member of the chapter, you're going to pay 10 bucks, but it's really worth it. It's a great community, so come say hi and join us. Second, you may have heard that I have a new website coming. It's going to be very different from what I have now. There's going to be just lots and lots of moving parts, lots of ways to interact with people. We're going to frankly need lots of testers, and I thought it would be so great to have other coaches look at my site before it goes live. So if you're willing, if that's something that interests you, it's probably going to happen sometime in late April or early May. If you wanted to spend a little time clicking around my site and letting me know what happens, go to the Essential Communications website, hit the Contact Us button, and just let me know. Let me know you're willing. I am building a testers list, and I would love to put your name on it. I would be so grateful. That would be great. It's essentialcom.com. 2ms.com. Okay. Thank you. And I hope you are well and thriving. Bye-bye.